This is Ohio State Buckeyes Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today. Call 216-485-2000. And here on Ohio State Buckeye Daily, I am thrilled to be joined by one of the greatest Buckeyes of all time on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. We welcome in the two-time Heisman Trophy winner and Buckeye legend Archie Griffin in Dallas today for the Buckeyes NCAA football championship game against the Oregon Ducks. Archie, thanks for being with us here today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
What is it like down there? What are your feelings? What does this game mean to the Ohio State University?
Well, it means a tremendous amount. You know, when you have the opportunity to play in the first ever football championship playoff, it's pretty fantastic. And I got to tell you, the Buckeyes are out in great numbers here in Dallas. We had a Buckeye bash yesterday, and it was packed. You could hardly move in the place. They came from everywhere. And it doesn't surprise me at all because, as you know, we have over 500,000 alumni. And you add that to the fans and supporters, you got tons and tons of people rooting for the Buckeyes.
Archie, Matt Wilhelm here. Are you at
hey,
all?
Matt.
How are you, man?
Good.
Great. Are you at all surprised how quickly Urban Meyer has picked up the winning ways of Ohio State and been, you know, almost so dominant in his 3 years and gotten to this point right now in playing for another Buckeye National Championship this soon in his tenure as head football coach?
Well, Urban says he's a little ahead of schedule, so I am a little bit surprised, but not a whole lot. I mean, you guys know that we've always had outstanding talent at Ohio State. Jim Tressel did not leave the cupboard bare. There are some terrific players that were here when he got here. So I'm not totally surprised, but with him saying that he is a little ahead of schedule, it makes you just a little bit surprised.
Archie, we have a special guest with us here in studio as well. Happens to be the Vice President of Fan Experience for the Cleveland Browns, and your nephew, Kevin Griffin, with us in studio to talk to you. KG, take it away.
Uncle Archie, how are you doing today?
Good, Kevin. How you doing, my man?
I'm good. Hey, I wish I was down there in Dallas with you, but we're working hard to try to revive this Browns franchise. And a big part of that is also kind of like management and leadership styles. And I wanted to find out from you how Urban works with Gene Smith and everyone else there. What do you see there in terms of really great
Urban
leadership
and Gene,
with Urban?
They have a tremendous relationship. They work extremely well together. And I think part of that is that Gene, you know, Gene knows football. I mean, he's the guy who played college football at Notre Dame, and he's been around the block a few times. He's had several athletic director's jobs at Iowa State, then at Arizona State, and Eastern Michigan, and now at Ohio State. So Gene knows what it takes to have a great program, and he knows how to handle coaches. And he and Urban, they have a terrific relationship. I think that's one of the reasons that Urban's been so successful.
We are talking with the two-time Heisman Trophy winner, Archie Griffin, Buckeye legend here on Ohio State Buckeyes Daily, getting ready for the first ever playoff championship game tonight between the Buckeyes and the Ducks. Archie, are you in awe of the fact that it will be the Heisman Trophy winner, something you know a lot about, on one side at quarterback for the Oregon Ducks, and a third stringer for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and yet he has been able to get them to this point here in this championship game?
Well, it has been a wonderful, wonderful year. This team really did go through a lot of adversity, and to have the number three quarterback, which I don't ever consider him number three, because it was very close between he and JT in getting that number two spot. And the great thing about that was that Cardale had the opportunity to be actually number one in the spring because Braxton didn't practice, so he got a tremendous amount of reps. And that's really paying off for us today because of all those reps he got during the spring. And now you see what he can do in real live games. And I think the fact that he had so many reps in spring has really paid off for us.
Archie, the one position I want to touch on really quickly, you know an awful lot about, that's the running back. And I think Ezekiel Elliott, as we've heard Urban talk about, being underrated, especially in a highly touted running back group coming out of the Big Ten. Talk about him as a young player, only a sophomore, and what he's done, you know, this late stretch in the football season, and that power running style that kind of so many people, you know, really think we're a spread offense, but Urban wants to run that football led by Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, I like Ezekiel style. I mean, he's your fullback. He can do anything. He can block. He can run. He can catch the football. He'll do whatever you ask him to do. And he's a terrific running back. I mean, the fact that he gained over 200 yards in the last two games, which were championship caliber games, to me is just amazing. I've always said that, that he will be one that will be mentioned when it comes to talking about the Heisman Trophy in the future, and I truly believe that. I can remember last year when my son was still on the team, he came back and said, "Dad, this is Ezekiel Elliott. It's quite a player. You got to watch him." He told me that at that time, he said, "Dad, I would not be surprised if he could win the Heisman Trophy." And so these last two games kind of make you see what he was talking about. And so, you know, to me, he's got a beautiful future ahead of him. And I think the fans for Ohio State, they're going to be really, really excited about how he produces in the future.
So, Archie, that all being said, we could see Ezekiel Elliott potentially in New York, you know, being honored as a Heisman. But I also, too, believe we might see one of three quarterbacks also representing Ohio State in New York.
And that could be a problem. It's kind of hard to have all those candidates as Heisman. You know, it takes me back to my sophomore year when John Hicks finished second and I finished fifth and Randy Gradishar finished sixth. I always said, you know, if we could have gotten John Hicks all our votes, then he might have won it that year.
Uncle Archie, you played in four Rose Bowls. How do guys get prepared for a big game like this tonight? How do they manage their emotions, stay focused, and really just keep the next play in front of them as a task at hand versus looking at this as being on such a big stage and becoming overwhelming?
Oh, it's just a matter of keeping your eye on the prize, knowing exactly what you're playing for. And these guys know that. And quite frankly, I'm kind of glad this game is at night. I don't know if you all realize, but we seem to play better at night games. Our day games, it seems like we had to wake up a little bit. But at night, we came out to play. And you think about that Michigan State game. Right. And you think about that Wisconsin game. And you think about that Alabama game. So it's a good thing that we're playing at night. And I certainly hope that our guys show up the way that we all believe they will. And I think they will.
We've spent a lot of time talking about the offense. Obviously, the quarterback, Ezekiel Elliott, the running back. They've got the big play out there with Smith at wide receiver. But this is also a pretty darn good defense. They blanked Wisconsin. I felt played better than the final score indicated against Alabama. But what makes you feel confident in this defense's ability to go against this Oregon offense that's put up 110 points the last 2 weeks against the number seven team and number three team in the country?
Well, you know what? It's going to be a challenge. There's no question about it. But what makes me feel good about that is that, you know, playing against Wisconsin's offense certainly was a challenge with Melvin Gordon. Playing against Alabama's offense with Amari Cooper was a challenge. And then certainly Mariota, I mean, I got to tell you something, he's a real deal. Great kid, but he is a real deal when it comes to playing the game. I mean, he's a nice off the field as he is deadly on the field. And we've got to really, really somehow contain him. And, you know, when I think about this week, you know, if you think about it, we will have played against all three Heisman finalists at the end of the day. And, you know, it'd be great if we can say that we've contained them all. And we won't know that until tonight's game is over.
Archie, you and your role down there at Ohio State, you're a huge part of the football program and the university. How does playing on this stage help the program in regards to recruiting, marketing, and just overall awareness about what Ohio State represents?
I'll tell you, it's huge. It really is. You know, anytime when you get on this stage, and again, first national championship game from a playoff standpoint, that's big. And already, you know, we've had a tremendous amount of success in recruiting, always one of the top five recruiting classes. But this will just enhance that a bit. And Urban has a wonderful staff that does a wonderful job of closing. So, you know, I expect that we'll even get better.
And last thing, Uncle Archie, just as we talk through college football, normally these guys, Matt and Nathan, are talking about professional football. We took the day to really celebrate and honor college football in Ohio State in this national championship game. Could you just tell us from your perspective and your opinion, just the landscape of college football, where we are today? Do you feel good about the playoff system, player development? What, as you look at this, you know, being a two-time Heisman Trophy winner, where do you think we are in college football?
Well, I think we're in a good place. I think the public, they have been raving for a playoff of some sort. Now, we're at four teams right now. I don't know that they're going to be satisfied with four teams. I think there's going to be that move to get eight teams because, as you know, there was some controversy this year with TCU, Baylor not getting in, and people wondering if they deserved to be in. But I think we're in a good place because I think you got the right two in the finals because the two that's in the finals earned their way to the finals. And if it was like it was a year ago, then it would be probably Alabama and Oregon playing for the championship. We would not have been there because Alabama and Oregon were the ones that were seeded one and two. So I think it's in a good place with the playoff, but I think people will continue to want to have more than four teams.
Thank you so much. That was Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman winner. And again, as we said, we have some great surprises right now on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. We have former Buckeye, former NFL great, and now current ESPN college football analyst Joey Gallo in the line. Joey, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Joey, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother. How are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for taking a quick 5 minutes for us. And I'll just jump right in. You know, how exciting is Dallas right now, and how great is this? And I know you've got to be biased in regards to what you do as a football analyst on ESPN, but how exciting is this for Buckeye Nation?
It's been extremely exciting, and you, when you're around, I was at the Sugar Bowl, and now I'm here. I mean, the Ohio State fans are everywhere. You know, they always say that Ohio State travels well to bowl games. Not only do they show up to the game, they show up to everything, and that's what's been fun is – everywhere you go, everywhere you look, you see Ohio State fans.
Joey, and when you look at this game, obviously high-powered Oregon offense, and what's been a high-powered now Ohio State offense of late, what are the keys to victory for the Buckeyes here tonight?
Well, I think they got to get a couple stops. And Oregon comes in with the idea of if defensively they can get a couple stops, they believe they're that good on offense that if they can just get a couple stops with their defense, then they'll score enough points on offense to beat you. I'm going to go the opposite. I think Ohio State needs to have the same attitude as far as get a couple stops. Run the ball for Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think that the Oregon defense can handle the physicality of the Ohio State running game. Run the ball for Ezekiel Elliott. It keeps Marcus Mariota on the sideline. And they get a couple stops on defense. They're not an offensive team that is just overmatching people. They have a lot of moving parts and bells and whistles that you have to, you know, you can't fall asleep on, but they won't overmatch you as far as the athletes are concerned.
Joey, do you believe that that Ohio State has an advantage having Urban Meyer as a head coach who's played in and won multiple national championships as an advantage over Oregon and the Ducks, you know, striving to get there each and every season but falling short?
I don't know. I think that Coach Helfrich is one heck of a coach. I think he is, you know, when you talk about the coaching jobs, the one that Coach Meyer and his assistants have done with the losing the quarterback and still being able to get to this point. The Oregon team also has lost a lot of guys with, you know, Carrington being the latest guy they lost. They also lost Devin Allen in the Rose Bowl, and then you go back further than that. They have only had one offensive lineman start in all their games. So the job that these guys have done to get to this point has been outstanding. I don't know that there is an advantage on either side. I think these guys are great coaches. They'll have their teams very well prepared for this game and ready to go.
When you look at this Buckeye team down its third-string quarterback, how remarkable is it that they're here? And Cardale Jones, what have you seen from him that gives you confidence that he can once again? I mean, he's only won big games. That's when he starts. They've all been big, that he can get it done against the Ducks tonight.
I'll be honest with you. If I'm Cardale Jones, I'm going to need you people to stop saying third-string quarterback. He has now earned his right to just be the starting quarterback for this football game.
No question.
The biggest question was, he's going to face a Nick Saban defense in Alabama that has had a few weeks to prepare. He's going to see some things that he's never seen before. He's only had the one game and playing Wisconsin, and Alabama is better and more talented. He climbed that mountain. Now that he's done with that, he won't see a better defense tonight. So the question of what does he need to do, or, you know, what do you expect from him, he has dealt with the Big Ten championship game and now the semifinal, and dealt with very talented defenses. This won't be an over-daunting defense, one that will overpower Ohio State. So he just has to go out, play his game, stay away from making mistakes, and he'll be fine.
We are speaking to Joey Galloway, former Ohio State Buckeye, NFL veteran, and current ESPN college football analyst. Joey, before we let you go, two things, if you're able to, is what's the biggest matchup in this football game? And then also, to call your shot on the winner of this game. We hope it's the same as ours.
The biggest matchup will be the defense against Marcus Mariota. They will have to slow him down. They lost a couple receivers, but you can plug in other receivers into this system. It is the system. It's the moving parts. It's the options that Mariota has at his disposal. So it'll be the defense. Can they play sound defensive football, not fall asleep anywhere? Because if you do, they will hurt you. And then my prediction, and it has nothing to do with, you know, the fact that I went to Ohio State. It has everything to do with I have studied these teams and studied them a lot. And Ohio State's just a better football team and should win the game.
Joey, thank you so much for your time, and go Bucks.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Joey.
Well, we just got to hear from Joey Galloway again, NFL great, Ohio State Buckeye alum, and current college
that
football.
That guy could fly.
He could. Again, we had Kevin Griffin in here who was in on the interview with his uncle, Archie Griffin, said he got to see him run a 4.17 in person, and then I come back and I go, well, yeah, I saw one a little bit slower. It was a 4.19, but yes, speedster. For
speed
sure.
Kills. Great professional career, as you talked about. Obviously, a great Buckeye. Was in the league for a long, long time, from 95 when he started with Seattle till 2010 with the Washington Redskins. That was it. An unbelievable guy, 10,000 yards receiving in the NFL, 77 touchdowns during his tenure. Very, very productive receiver, and had 1,000-yard seasons in Seattle, three in a row in Tampa. Was one of the best there, certainly, to play the game. Very good good receiver. Now he's doing a great job, I think, on ESPN, by the way. I think he's
been
really taken to that very, very well. Former eighth overall pick in the 95
The Buckeye
NFL
takeover.
Draft.
You got Spielman, Herb Street.
It is.
Galloway, Robert Griffith.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm next. I don't know.
Maybe you're next. Matt Wilhelm, put his name out there, folks. All right. We'll be back with more of the Ohio State University Buckeyes Daily here on ESPN 850 WKNR.